The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It is pretty much exactly a month from the moment that America will be celebrating its quarter millennium in existence, but celebration plans are going somewhat sideways. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with Guardian, is going to bring us up to speed. And David, maybe where you might start is with the two competing celebrations, because there is the official semi-quincentennial and then there is the provisional semi-quincentennial.
That's right. America 250 and Freedom 250. I think people hoped this would all be handled sensibly, like America's bicentennial was 50 years ago, which was quite a success. America 250 was established by Congress 10 years ago with a view to planning some nonpartisan events. But it's been somewhat usurped by another organization called Freedom 250, created by Donald Trump. And it's a public-private partnership. And unsurprisingly, with Trump's blessing, that one has really picked up more momentum. For example, it's organizing a UFC, United Fighting Championship, Ultra Fighting Championship event at the White House on the 14th of June, which happens to be Trump's 80th birthday. It's also behind a Great American State Fair on the National Mall around this anniversary, every state represented. But that also slightly went off the rails because there's a concert series and several artists, including Martina McBride, The Commodores, Young MC, and Bret Michaels, dropped out when they learned it was Freedom 250, the Trump-affiliated organization behind this. So with just a month to go, it does all feel a little bit flat and overly politicized.
Steady, David. They still have Vanilla Ice and CNC Music Factory.
what could go wrong? And of course, Trump's response to these cancellations was to say, well, maybe we should just call off the entire concert series and I myself will take charge. You know, I'm the most popular person, and hold a MAGA-style rally, which might bring in a crowd, but would perhaps be the ultimate symbol of how Trump has tried to take over yet another celebration. It should have been a great moment of national unity, reflecting on 250 years. But instead, this too could be politicized, including, of course, with Trump trying to rewrite American history and make it all about sort of heroic white men advancing civilization.
But one assumes as well, if it is to be politicized, that politicization will be polarization. It will be used as an excuse to further drive a wedge between ostensible left and right in the States.
I think so, yes. The Trump story of the last decade really has been the divided states of America rather than the United States. And this too would go down that path, even though, July the 4th is normally such a great celebration. Crowds gather on the National Mall, watch fireworks. This year, supposedly there's going to be the biggest firework display ever. It should be a great moment of unity. If it had been handled differently, it could have been perhaps a way to break out of this rancor and division that we've seen for so many years. But with Trump at the helm, I suspect it may be the case that we see Trump supporters gathering and other people staying away.
Thanks very much for your time, David. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief at The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.